From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. NATO has announced it is expelling Russian diplomats and denying accreditation to others as part of what it calls a broad, strong, and coordinated international response to the nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in Britain. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I have today withdrawn the accreditation of 7 staff at the Russian mission to NATO. I will also deny the pending accreditation request for 3 others. And the North Atlantic Council has reduced the maximum size of the Russian mission to NATO by 10 people in line with my decision.
The decision follows similar action by the United States and more than 20 other countries following the poisoning of the former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. They were found unconscious on a park bench earlier this month. The families of those who died in a massive shopping mall blaze Sunday in the Siberian city of Kemerovo are criticizing President Vladimir Putin for failing to meet with them when he visited the scene of the fire that left at least 64 people dead, 41 of them children. A high-level North Korean delegation has reportedly made a brief visit to Beijing, fueling speculation that the country of reclusive countries dictator Kim Jong-un met with Chinese officials in the capital. News media reported that a train believed to be carrying the North Korean delegation departed Beijing Tuesday afternoon. This is VOA News. Suspected militants have fatally shot a Somali